You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 36, verse 5 and 6. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like that great mountains. Your judgment are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. In this text, we will find some fine attribute of God. But I want you to note the order. The first thing he said, your mercy, O God, is in the heavens. He's talking about how great the mercy of God is. The scripture says his mercy endures forever. Mercy, it is mercy. It is also enduring. And then it is also forever. God will show mercy. Everybody that is listening to this, I can tell you without any iota of doubt, you are a product of God's mercy. That's why you are listening to what I'm saying now. God's mercy is beyond description. It means you are not worthy. And it means that God has no obligation to do it, yet he does it. You see, the way God does things in my life, he puts my prayer life to shame. You see, because if it's about all I can pray for, I will be so limited in life. But you will see God that he's addressing your desire. He's addressing your thoughts. He's going ahead of you to do things that you have not even prayed for. He's going ahead to do it. Sometimes you will be so busy, so occupied that you won't even have time to pray. And yet, he will show mercy. Mercy will show up. I'm telling you, brethren, the mercy of God, if that is all that you know, it's enough. God is great in mercy. In mercy. You see, mercy is what we distinguish between two persons. That you won't understand, why is this one, why is his life going like this? And the other one is going like this. It's mercy. It's not that some of us, we know how to do it. We know how to read our Bible and pray. I can tell you without any doubt that it is all about mercy. But if you look at that passage, you will also see he said your faithfulness. So God is not only merciful, brethren. God is also faithful. If you are looking for someone that is faithful, it is God though. In fact, the faithfulness of God is a mystery. Imagine if God would go on strike just for 1 hour and say that the sun should not shine, the moon should not rotate, the earth should stop rotating. There will be no rain. Harmattan will stop. Spring will stop. Summer will stop. Everything should just stop. Oxygen should stop. Just for 1 hour. Imagine if it goes on break. Did you know faithfully everything had been the same? Look at waterfalls. You grew up to know a particular waterfall. Till today, that waterfall has been dropping. The water there has never finished. God is a faithful God. But then, if you read a little, you will now see that it says your righteousness. You see, this is where people miss God. They love God's mercy. They love God's faithfulness. But he also said, your righteousness. So it is dangerous to preach half-truth. God is merciful. God is faithful. But he's also righteous. He said, your righteousness is like the great mountains. What will make your life to become unshakable is the righteousness of God. If you are not living right, you are like paper. You can be blown away. You are nothing. You have no root in yourself. God is merciful, God is faithful, but God is also righteous. Said, your righteousness. Then look at the fourth thing in that verse 6. It says, your judgment are a great deep. He's a judging God, oh brethren. Oh, he said, I'm a consuming fire. God is love. God is also a consuming fire. We must know God in his totality. There is judgment. So you see, don't take mercy for granted because there is righteousness. Don't take his faithfulness for granted because his judgment is coming. If you truly know God, you will walk in the fullness of his attribute. You will enjoy God's mercy and faithfulness. You will love his righteousness and you will fear him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, because there is judgment. And you know something? It's not the judgment of a man. You cannot hide. You can't use technicalities. You can't continue to adjourn the case. Once God sits to judge all the evidence, he himself is the evidence. He is your judge. That's why, brethren, we must know God in totality. We must understand this, our Father, in totality. He's merciful, he's faithful, he's also righteous, and he also has his judgment. My prayer is that you will know God in his fullness, in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.